From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurds claim yet another victory against the Islamic State in Syria. Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria say they captured the town of Ain Issa from the Islamic State group. If true, the Kurds, backed by U.S. coalition airstrikes, are now about 50 kilometers from Raqqa, which the IS group has considered the capital of its self-declared caliphate. Kurdish fighters recaptured the contested town of Kobani near Turkey in January, and have since been chipping away at IS control in other areas along the border. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
We obviously have seen steady progress across northeast Syria. The United States and our coalition partners will continue to be engaged in that effort to drive back ISIL.
Meanwhile, UN investigators said sieges by government forces, rebel fighters, and IS militants have had a devastating effect in a conflict that shows no signs of abating. The UN says troops from another contingent of its Central African Republic peacekeeping force are now suspected of sexually abusing children. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
MINUSCA reports that it has received allegations of sexual abuse perpetrated against street children in Bangui by members of one of its contingents. The troop-contributing member state was immediately notified, and an investigation procedure was initiated. Medical care and assistance is now being provided to the alleged victims. If the allegations are substantiated, this would constitute a grave violation of UN principles and the code of conduct for UN peacekeepers. The member states would be requested to take swift and appropriate punitive action.
14 French soldiers are already being investigated for alleged child abuse. Troops from Chad and Equatorial Guinea are also under suspicion for similar abuses. This is VOA News. The United States is hosting China this week for a seventh strategic and economic dialogue. On Tuesday, Vice President Joe Biden told the assembled diplomats cooperation among the world's two biggest economies is vital.
There will be intense competition. We will have intense disagreements. That's the nature of international relations. But there are important issues where we don't see eye to eye. But it doesn't mean we should stop working hand in hand because we don't see eye to eye.
Issues dominating 3 days of talks include maritime tensions in the South China Sea and cyber espionage. China's Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi pledged to work with the U.S. in a spirit of openness to properly address relevant issues. Researchers writing in the medical journal Lancet Infectious Diseases, published on Tuesday, said the Ebola outbreak in West Africa left tens of thousands of malaria cases untreated. They discovered that outpatient visits in December fell at treatment clinics across Guinea. They warned the number of malaria fatalities during the Ebola outbreak will likely exceed greatly those caused by Ebola. Rwanda has denounced the arrest of its intelligence chief in the United Kingdom at the request of Spain, which seeks him on war crimes allegations, calling it unacceptable and an outrage. Karenzi Karake was detained at London's Heathrow Airport Saturday and is set to appear Thursday in court for his alleged role in reprisal killings during the 1994 genocide. It's a development that's welcomed by Ignacio Hoftis of the rights group Amnesty International.
We think that Spain, that has started an investigation in 2008 and nothing happened until today, is a good news for the fight against impunity of these grave human rights violations. So we hope that this person will come to Spain and will be judged before the Spanish courts.
Rwandan authorities said they're in talks with the UK government on the issue. The U.S. will pre-position tanks, along with other heavy weapons, in six European countries, including the Baltics, to reassure NATO allies against threats from Russia and terror groups. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter spoke to his Baltic counterparts Tuesday in Tallinn.
You lost your independence once before. With NATO, you will never lose it again. That's because the United States and the rest of the NATO alliance are absolutely committed to defending the territorial integrity of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, just as we are committed to defending all NATO allies.
Carter meets his NATO defense counterparts Wednesday and Thursday in Brussels to discuss Russian aggression. The White House says it's not targeting French President Francois Hollande's communications and will not do so after transparency website WikiLeaks released documents it says it shows U.S. spied on him. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.